Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Let's go into the morning.
Yes.
Gently.
Gently with the cold fingertips.
Isn't there a gentle, popular Shakespearean quote? Go into the good night
gently.
That's what I'm having trouble with.
Yeah.
Clearly it doesn't end with an adverb.
I think it's don't.
Do not go.
Don't go into that.
Do not gentle go off in yonder night fall.
Don't go into that night gently.
Is that it?
I think
you're giving me Shakespeare slang.
Yeah.
You had a little attitude right at the end of there.
No.
Don't go into that good night gently.
I think he's like, don't do it. Like.
Right. I'm like, just trying to remember the order of the words. Or is he referring to the night as good, gentle, good night?
I think
it's Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, and I think it's a call to action, like not like go gently into the night. I think it's like a don't go gently into that night.
Like fight it?
Like fight.
Fight
the gentle.
Is this when they're dying?
Yes.
It is when they're dying.
Don't go gently.
Is it in the tomb of the...
Is it in the tomb?
I'm trying to remember. I don't remember.
See, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But hey, you got the play.
Thank you.
Probably. We don't know for sure, but probably.
This would be like a $100 question in Jeopardy. I would get this one.
$100?
This would be an easy one, wouldn't it?
You think?
I think so.
I'd put five on there, man. Ugh.
You think this is a $500 Jeopardy question?
For most people, yeah.
Romeo and Juliet, the most popular play ever?
Where did this quote come from? Something about gently in the night.
Boop. What is Romeo and Juliet?
Oh, okay.
Give me another one.
See, I'm like, boop, boop. Who said that?
Who is Claire?
Boop, boop. Boop. Which character said it?
Boop, boop. Romeo.
You don't know.
I know. Wait, oh. Boop. Who is the nurse?
Tybalt?
Mercutio? This is fun. We're slightly trying out Shakespeare each other. We both know it.
I don't know. Lady Montague?
You're going to win.
I don't know.
You're going to win.
Lord Capulet?
Because I'm going to start naming characters from other shows. Boop, boop. Macbeth?
Boop, boop. Lady Macbeth? I'm out.
You're out?
I'm out.
On Lady Macbeth? That's a beeper drop?
Boop.
Boop, boop.
Oh, no. They dropped their beepers.
If we had to go back to like a college bowl to go through all of the things you learned in, or high school. Let's even go high school.
High school
I learned
would
Romeo
be
and Juliet in 10th grade.
Yep.
Right? I don't know if they still teach that.
Uh-huh.
How well do you think we would hold up now? Not?
I think I would do pretty well, but I don't think it's because of my 10th grade education. I put that squarely on Leonardo DiCaprio, Claire Danes, and Baz Luhrmann.
Romeo plus Juliet.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I got real into that. I loved that movie.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. I got, mostly because of the Leonardo DiCaprio, but, you know, back in the day.
Yep.
Such a cutie.
It was.
Yeah.
That scene where she's wearing the wings and they're dancing?
I know.
Claire Danes?
So beautiful.
Good stuff.
Yeah. And all like, it's not swords, it's guns.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Takes place in Miami?
So cool.
Yeah.
So cool. I loved it.
I want you on my team then.
I could do it.
Especially if there's a Baz Luhrmann category and a Shakespeare category.
Dude, if there was a Baz Luhrmann category, sign me up. I could do it.
I'd feel like, I just look at the other high school students and just laugh at them.
Ha 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 ha.
Ha ha ha. Us adults are going to win.
I got this nerd on my team.
I'm just going to sit and drink water. She'll answer all the questions.
She's seen them all multiple times.
Are you watching any of the Pop Culture Jeopardy on Amazon?
No.
I'm hearing good things.
Oh, really?
And someone's like, it's really easy. You should go on it.
Like you want to get on the show and be a contestant?
I think I've pitched you guys before. We need to become a team for Pop. Can you imagine
Team Morning Scramble?
The Morning Scramble on Pop Culture Jeopardy?
Yeah. Wow.
Let's
Claire,
try
Eric,
it.
And producer Ben.
Yes, please. Think about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we'd have to do some training.
I think just knowing how to kind of bob and weave, right? Who's going to take what categories?
Yeah.
And then I read a lot. Like, you got to understand the timer of the buzzer.
How it works.
Takes an actual training session.
Really?
Yeah. Like, if you, like, the Ken Jennings of the world, part of it is clearly his brain. But there's also strategy on betting. And then also there's, like, how to answer and know when to hit the button.
Do they play as teams?
I believe that you go in as a team. Yes. Ooh. I think it's, like, one side versus another side.
I like that.
I do, too.
Quiz bowl style.
I'm never getting on Family Feud, which has been a longtime dream of mine.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
So I got to move around the game show sphere.
Who's holding you back? Your family?
Greg.
Ah.
Greg has no interest in being on a national television
program.
He'd
be so good, too.
I know.
He'd be such an asset to
he
you.
He works in the world of polling and questions.
Ugh.
He works for ACT. Like, he
you
understands
need
how.
Him.
I know, and I can't turn him.
You got to see it. Like,
here's what it could be. It could just be Eric and his nieces and nephews. That would be kind of fun.
That'd be kind of cute, too. Uncle Eric.
And my four accompanying nieces and nephews.
And these are the people I could influence to join
That
me.
Would be fun.
Yeah. That'd be cute.
All right. Now I got two shows I want to try out for.
All right.
Yeah.
There's some goals here.
Lofty.
I was going to say, if you could entice Greg to do it with you, or maybe you blackmail him to do it with you.
I don't have a lot on him. He's got more on me.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. He's a perfect dude all the way around. I have nothing on my brother.
Dang it.
Nothing.
This isn't going to work
I
then.
Mean, he eats too many M&Ms. Like, oh, I just,
oh,
there's his
no.
secret, guys. Sorry.
Oh. Gotcha.
He's a great dad. He overspends at Costco and he eats too much M&Ms.
Oh, that's not.
I know. I have nothing
You're
on him.
You're not hitting him where it
I
hurts.
I have nothing.
Dang it.
I can't. There's nothing.
This dude is
no.
perfect. Dang.
He is. He leads a Bible study.
Who doesn't?
Right?
Oh, my gosh. Who doesn't spend too much at Costco? Poor Greg.
Yeah. Oh,
man. Well, we'll start working on
Thanks.
That. Well, let's write that
I
down.
Feel, which part?
Let's
blackmailing my brother or trying to get on a TV show?
Both. Try to get on a TV quiz show
and blackmail
your brother, because I'm interested in helping you with that. I would like to help with that project. And it's one of those cold weather days. Maybe it would be good. Kids are probably on a delay. If we keep stimulating those brains, maybe while they're on delay, we ask some spelling questions.
You're not going to make me do this, are you?
There are those words. Aren't there that
yes.
you just can't spell?
And
try as you might.
Early days, I took a lot of pride in knowing how to spell, and now the computer does it for me, and I, you know what? I've just given up.
110%.
There's no reason to keep this stuff in my head anymore.
I have gotten worse.
It'll take care of it.
I'm 110% worse at spelling.
I'm just relying on it.
Yep, yep. And there are some of those words that try as I might, I just can't spell. Necessary.
N-E-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y, necessary.
How do you do that?
That one I know.
There's too many
I write the word necessary all the time.
And C's, and I don't know how many of each one.
That's easy.
I can't.
I have a whole story on the Grinnell College, and Grinnell always gets me.
Grinnell?
Double N, double L.
Come on.
Why not one L at the end or one N? Grinnell.
Everybody has their thing,
yes.
right? This is gross, but a lot of like body stuff. Also very difficult.
Such as what? Phlegm?
Diarrhea. Very difficult
Why
to spell.
Why am I spelling diarrhea?
Have you ever had to send stuff to a doctor?
Yeah.
Like, here's the symptoms my kid has.
There are so many fun ways to say it. You don't have to use a medical term. I'm not going to give those to you.
Uncontrollable.
Flu-like symptoms.
Yeah, but you have to be specific. And I'm like, and then I always have to get my phone out.
D-I-A.
There's an H in there somewhere. Where's the H? I gotta find it. I gotta find it. Oh, man. And there's just like a lot of, and it's gross, right?
Yeah.
If you've ever had to find a cream.
For what?
Hemorrhoid.
H.
There's another H in there, but where is it?
H. D.
I told you it's hard. Body stuff is hard.
You got it.
Do you have any?
No, but do not give me any more. That's enough.
For the love.
We're done.
For the love.
End that now.
Done.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I am not proud of this, but I just want to confess that I have always been proud of the fact that I have been strong as a woman. I have not gotten snared by those reality shows, the dating shows that have just littered the TV scape.
Love Island.
Oh, yeah. The Bachelor, The yeah. Bachelorette. Normally, they don't get me. You know, they haven't gotten me for seasons and seasons on end. I've steered clear. However, Netflix got me with Love is Blind. Eric, I am on season 8. It just dropped Friday, and I am embarrassed to say I am all caught up. I have watched every episode that they have dropped so far, and I'm ready for Friday when they drop more.
What is it about this show compared to the others? It keeps bringing you back.
I think it's the whole bingey thing, you know?
It's easy just to go, what happens next?
Yes.
Continue.
Are you still watching?
Yes, I am. Never left.
Yeah. I do also like the whole concept of they don't get to see each other in the pods. That they don't. There's a guy that is a plastic surgeon this time. And he's like, I have been very, very shallow all my dating life. And this, I've came here because I want to see, you know, push myself
to try. Do you feel like this is one of the more honest of the shows? Because any of the Bachelors, it's like, clearly they have to outperform the other person.
They're all hot, right?
They're equally hot. So yes. What's your differentiator?
Yeah.
You're either going to be a mess. You're going to be full of drama. You're going to try to, it's all about getting time.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
This, you have to be sincere.
You do have to
true
play up your personality.
Yeah.
It does have to start with your personality. And while they all are basically attractive, there is a chance you might get something that you aren't really attracted to.
Your type.
Yeah. You might get a guy who's shorter than you. You might get a girl who is a brunette and you typically go for blondes, you know? You might date somebody outside of your race and you don't ever do that. Like, I do like that factor, that it pushes you to try something different when you maybe have a type.
What happens on the reveal? Do they have to get married?
Yeah, they do have to get married.
Do they? Legit?
They have to be. To continue in the show, you do have to get engaged with the person that you have been dating.
Wow.
It is a huge commitment. But to continue in the show, you have to get engaged, and then you go on a fantasy getaway.
Ooh.
And see how you interact on the fantasy getaway.
Yes.
And then you have to see how you interact in real life. And this one is based out of Minneapolis.
Okay, I thought it was Midwestern.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited for this one. I'm sorry. I'm all in. I
can't believe you
out.
Came to work this morning.
I know. Well, it's because I'm all caught up.
You've exhausted all your episodes.
Good news. I am going to be focused on work this week until Friday.
We lose you Friday?
Sorry. Yeah, my focus is going to be a little bit.
Well, good. I'm glad I have your attention now.
Good.
Because you got to walk me through some steps.
All right. What do I need?
Start of the car. As everybody should do this morning, let it run a little bit.
Just
it's cold
little
outside. And I start to back out, and I'm like, oh, cool, we're playing Sia, because I've got, like, RDS. It tells me what's on my radio,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, so cool.
And I'm like, well, it's cool that we're playing it. Why don't I hear it? And silence in our business is bad.
Bad.
And I'm like, oh, no, the station's broken. What am I to do? And then I'm like, don't panic. Maybe your volume is turned down.
Yeah.
So I turn up my volume. Nothing. Like, oh no. Then I try to change the channel on my radio and nothing. Remember when my door wouldn't lock?
Yeah.
I'm starting to have electrical problems,
Eric,
in my car.
What?
This is the second time my touchy, screeny, radio-y thingy wasn't working. So now I have a decision to make, and this is where I need your help.
Okay.
Where do you start to start considering buying a new car? Am I there yet?
I'm there.
Right now?
Yeah.
Based on what I'm describing?
I'm scared for you.
Out of this thing?
Your door wouldn't close?
Yeah, it just, the lock just didn't work one time.
Yeah.
But it's electric, right? The whole radio thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it just because of the cold? I don't know. But I've had, now this is twice in 3 weeks where I've turned the car on and the display works fine. But none of the buttons, like the touchscreen's broken.
Right. And you could see what station you were on. You could see the.
Yes. So I'm like, I'm on the fence of, do I start saving money for a new car? Or, because I'm afraid this is going to cost, like, that's a computer. I have to put a new computer in my car.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Or maybe it's just like a simple thing. Like, oh, you had a, there was an A-cord.
There could be an A-cord lodged in the motherboard. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
That's enough. I didn't even consider Acorn in the motherboard.
I don't know how cars work. But
and also, I could, if the car's working, I could just drive to work in silence.
True.
But that's just awkward.
No.
No, it's just you and your thoughts.
No.
That's horrible.
No, I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that ever again.
No.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Officials are still investigating, but believe stiff winds are to blame for flipping over a Delta Airlines plane that landed at Pearson Airport in Toronto yesterday afternoon. The plane was cleared by air traffic to land. 80 passengers and crew approached the tarmac, and then snow was whipping in the air. Within the moments, plane crashed on the runway. Fire crews were scrambling. All on board are okay. I think CNN's got it up right now in our room. All the witnesses are like, people on the plane are like, we landed, we were sideways, we were upside down. That's all we know.
Oh,
we don't
gosh.
Know it, what caused a plane, because turning it, flipping a plane over includes a wing breaking off.
Yeah.
That's the only way that physically works.
Yeah.
So clearly officials would be looking into that. According to the Iowa Gaming Association, the state of Iowa put a record amount of money down on the Super Bowl bets for the third year in a row. And that's not money coming out of our state going to Vegas. That's money bet in the state of Iowa. This is another record year of money in the state of Iowa.
Oh, my.
They look at all the casino operators in the state. One day of football, Claire, $21,419,000 was wagered in our state.
Whoa.
For one game. That's 14,000 more than last year.
Just for the Super Bowl.
Just for the Super Bowl. Two major factors. One, some accompanying states around us don't offer sports betting, so we get that money. That's good. Hey. Two, Kansas City helps. They're close. So they're kind of a home team.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So you get a lot of Kansas City love in Iowa. Grinnell College is announcing a $10 million gift from the estate of Robert Noyce, a name nobody knows unless you are Intel. Noyce. I just like his name.
Noyce.
A Grinnell grad and co-founder of Intel, one of the world's largest manufacturers of semiconductors and microchips. Intel Inside, remember those ads used to run all the time?
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do. That's his company.
Really?
Yes.
And he's from Iowa.
He's an Iowa native, went to Grinnell. Grinnell, by the way, when he founded the company, bought some early stock. So their foundation alone is fine.
They're good.
This $10 million is going to go directly to computer science. So AI data science related fields will now be bolstered if you take those classes, which, by the way, Grinnell says enrollment in computer science majors have grown tenfold over the past decade.
I bet.
We'll continue to grow.
Wow.
Grow with this extra $10 million. When asked for comment, they just said, noise.
This donation is noise.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
Jerry Seinfeld has had a rough time in some of his stand-up shows recently. He's been interrupted by some activists, some pro-Palestinian activists, interrupting his stand-up shows. And he's been pretty obvious that he doesn't want to engage during that part.
First of all, he's at work.
He's at
right?
work, yeah.
Two, that's not his type of comedy.
No.
And I'm sure he has private opinions, but he prefers not to express them.
In that setting, he's like, nope, we're not going to engage here. I'm not going to be launching into anything publicly. And I guess in private either. Over the weekend, an Instagrammer asked for a selfie when he was out in New York City and he bumped into Jerry Seinfeld. He, instead of a picture, did a video. And he made a peace sign and said, free Palestine, maybe? And Jerry said, I don't care about Palestine, and turn around and walk away.
So that is not Jerry's fault at all. You just ambushed Jerry.
Yes, exactly. So I think Jerry did the right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do not engage. Turn around. Walk away.
And again, hey, Instagrammer, you're ruining it for everybody. You're ruining it for Claire at the end of a show, and she just wants an autograph.
Yes.
She just wants a picture with Lance Bass or with Joey Fatone. But no.
And by the way, I'm not crying, okay? I think my yes made it sound like maybe I was crying.
She wants a hug from Jimmy Fallon
yeah.
that clearly shows her crying.
She's not crying.
Clearly crying after
I'm not
the
getting
hug of Jimmy Fallon.
Overly emotional. I'm just the right amount of emotion.
Please see previous podcast of The Morning Scramble for context.
Okay, if you saw any of the SNL 50 celebrations over the weekend, you saw tons of celebrities sitting together in a big audience. The SNL 50 concert on Friday night, the SNL 50 show on Sunday night. During the SNL 50 concert on Friday night, seated next to each other was Martin Short, Meryl Streep, and sitting next to Martin Short was Amy Schumer. And Amy Schumer was asked to spill the tea. Amy Schumer, do you think Martin Short and Meryl Streep are dating? She was asked to comment on their potential romance.
Now, it seems silly, but this story came up towards the end of the third or fourth season of Murders in the Building, right?
Yeah, they started working together on Hulu's Only Murders in the Building because they're dating on the show, but they've been spotted together out in public since December of 2023. And Amy Schumer said, first of all, there's no one funnier to sit next to at a concert than Martin Short. And I got to sit next to him during that whole homecoming concert. And she said that I think the tea is Marty might be off the market. That's what I'm seeing.
Marty's off the market.
I don't know, she said. She kind of went for it and then backed off in one sentence.
If you're friends with both Martin Short and also with, I just lost her name.
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep. You also don't want to jeopardize that.
Right.
So good answer.
Yes.
Right? That's a safe answer.
So, and I think that you could kind of see that. They were seated next to each, and nobody got to sit next to anybody, but those two were seated next to each other during both events. So I think that's very, very telling.
Telling, yes.
Okay, Vince Gilligan is the creator of Breaking Bad. He created Walter White, a character that is part anti-hero, part outright villain. But it turns out, for his next act, Vince would like to see some more good guys on TV shows in the future. He said that he would like to create a good character, somebody who's a little bit more inspiring. He was accepting an award for the Writers Guild, and he said that characters like Walter White or Darth Vader or Hannibal Lecter have become cautionary players and from what they were created. He said, we're living in an era where bad guys, the real life kind, are running amok. Bad guys who make their own rules. Bad guys who, no matter what they tell you, are really out for themselves. And he thinks what the world needs now are some good old-fashioned, greatest generation types who give more than they take, who think that kindness, tolerance, and sacrifice aren't strictly for chumps.
I don't know if this would actually work as a college class or at least a research paper. Look who's in charge and look what's on television and see if it's the same or different, right? What
Ooh,
prompts the other?
Interesting. That's
yes.
That's a class. That's a
and
college
class.
And you
could probably go back to like Nixon or even before that, like when the golden age of television.
Like what you get in entertainment.
Like most of America doesn't like that guy. So are you getting more of that in, like, is it a mirror? Or is it the different, like, is it opposite on TV?
Or you need an escape.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
I think that would make for some very good television.
That is an interesting thought.
Because those characters are out there. You go to Ted Lasso.
Uh-huh.
We are so in love with Shrinking right now, which I think needs Ted Lasso love. It's just never got it.
Right. And
but
we,
it's exactly the same feel-good type of show.
We need these type of characters to latch onto.
But coming from a guy that created a really great villain.
Uh-huh.
That's interesting to hear his perspective.
It is. It really is. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
I got to get us into a sad frame of mind.
Oh.
I keep falling victim to the theme, try not to laugh news. Because I know what punchline's coming. I laugh when you're reading my story.
I know.
Right?
I know.
It's fun, though. But the whole idea is for us not to laugh.
The thing is that we need to stay serious.
Yes.
Think of the fact that it is so cold today.
Okay.
And the fact that
Welcome to the third edition of Try Not to Laugh News with the Morning Scramble. We welcome producer Ben in from producer Ben's bedroom. Hello, producer
Ben.
Hello.
Welcome from your bedroom.
We've done this twice now. This is one of your favorite segments.
It is, yes.
Is that fair? What makes it so fun for you?
I just like that it's a nice short thing and it's really funny.
Okay. He likes that it's concise and funny.
Yes.
He likes that there's not too much talking.
Do you know what he likes?
Yeah.
He doesn't like the opening of this show. He hates that.
Yep.
Because that is long and sometimes funny. But this is short and funny. That's okay. The difference.
Okay. All right, Ben.
Okay.
I feel you.
Try not to laugh news. Very similar to Weekend Update and usually the last episode of the year when they write jokes for each other and they don't know the stories they're going to read. We are about ready to exchange stories. And we've written punchlines for each other. And we're trying not to laugh.
Yeah. Although a lot of times they're trying to get each other to say terrible, terrible things. I'm just trying to get you to laugh. Bottom line.
I did both last time we did this, by the way.
Yeah.
Remember
you tried
to get pregnancy at the donut shop?
You almost got me to say something awful.
It was great. All right. Who would you like to go first?
Eric.
Okay. Let's exchange.
Okay. Here you go, Eric.
Thanks.
There you go.
Okay. This is Try Not to Laugh News with the Morning Scramble. I'm reading Claire's story. Zoo will send pooping elephant video to your ex for Valentine's. The Memphis Zoo in Tennessee celebrated Valentine's Day by giving fans the chance to send a cute red panda video to their sweethearts or a video of an elephant pooping to their exes. The zoo announced its dating or dumping promotion in exchange for a donation of $10 for a video to pass along as a Valentine's Day gift. That would be a shocking way to break up with somebody, but if you're Johnny Depp, animal feces are a pretty standard way to break up. And that's Try Not to Laugh News from Claire. Okay.
Quite pleased with myself.
That was great. That was great. Okay. Are you ready for yours?
Let me get serious. News. Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Here is story number two in Try Not to Laugh News.
Truck overturns on Florida highway, spills 44,000 pounds of beer. A truck on a Florida highway overturned while going around a curve and spilled an estimated 44,000 pounds of beer. The Florida Highway Patrol shared photos on social media showing hundreds of cans of beer, including Budweiser and Busch Light, on the median of I-75. Investigators said the driver lost control while going around a curve, causing the semi to leave the roadway and end up on its side in the median. A local Florida man was one of the eyewitnesses of the crash and had this to say. Thanks.
I got a prop. Nothing like having to belch on cue.
You set me up. It was a prop.
What, read what it says in the parentheses.
Crack LaCroix on mic, chug some, try to belch. And I did.
You rocked it.
Folks, I did. Oh my God.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.